I'm Faith, and welcome back to another episode of Redefined, where I take a word or a phrase and I kind of redefine it. Today we're going to talk about the word sick, because I am sick out of my mind. I literally have just had to pull my mask down to like speak into the mic. But I think one thing that's kind of crazy is how COVID was this like huge global pandemic that affected us all for a year and a half, 2 years. And we sort of just... It took us so long to reacclimate to it and sort of deal and reap with the effects of it. And we're just expected to move on and act like COVID is in the past and it doesn't even matter. Not only is it still prominent, it is debilitating. Like, it can permanently disable you. And it's like, it's kind of really scary, actually. And I feel like a lot of people don't take general sickness outside of COVID very seriously either. Because before, it's always, you know, come to school and tough out the sickness, instead of if you're sick, stay home. Because not only are you not benefiting yourself, you also can't, you were also endangering other people by putting them at risk for getting sick. Even if you're not hugging them or sharing food or whatever, even if you're keeping to yourself in your own little bubble, you can still get those people sick, because you're sitting at the same desk and you're touching the same things and you're in the same general area, especially if it's airborne and it's just really nasty and gross. And I feel like we don't take that into account, especially when it comes to school attendance, because everybody sort of does not care. It's, you know, yeah, you're sick. Don't really care, though. You still have to show up. And that's, I understand that, because attendance is important, because being here is how you learn things. But also, I am dying right now, but I don't have, my immune system is sort of, it's a bit weakened right now. So sometimes it's harder to prevent sickness, and I get sick more often, which means I miss more school, which means I run out of sick days to use. I need to cough so bad right now. Exactly, right. I shouldn't have to deal with that. I should just be at home getting better. But because I don't have enough sick days, I'm here right now. And I think it's crazy that a lot of people don't take sickness very seriously. And honestly, at this point, I feel like we should all start wearing our masks again. I know that some people have, and especially because there's different strands of COVID, there's different strands of everything. Like, right now, I have a mix of a bronchial infection and a sinus infection tag-teaming my body right now. I feel horrible. And I think it's crazy that I'm still having to come to school while feeling this sick. And I think that it's really funny how they're just, you know, not really much you can do except let it run its course, which is fine, but I have to let it run its course while actively being around people and germs and nasty things instead of my home, where I have repeatedly sanitized and taken medicine and drank juice and drink soup and stuff. Like, is that not a little bit absurd? Is that not crazy to y'all? To me, it's crazy that I have to be here right now while feeling like this. But, you know, I don't make the rules, I just follow them, I guess. And I think that we should all take the word sick a little bit more seriously, because everybody doesn't seem to care as much when people get sick. My friend Anila is hilarious, because anytime I say that I'm even a little bit sick, if I have a little cough, they will immediately, like, scoot to the other side of the hallway. We were walking down the hallway during advisory today, actually, and Anila goes, "So are you contagious?" And even when I said I was feeling okay, but I'm still sick, Anila immediately pushed themselves against the railing across to get as far away from me as possible while we were walking. And I just think it's so funny how a lot of people don't act like that. They don't really care. And I have this other friend that there was this point in time where a little bit of a sickness was going around, and everybody in our sort of circle was getting sick. And this friend goes, "Yeah, I'm kind of shivering and I don't feel good, but like, it's fine. I'm good." And he said, "Go to the nurse. That sounds horrible. You are probably really sick." This friend did not want to go, but once we convinced this friend went home immediately, because this friend had a fever. So I just think that we should all take sickness a little bit more seriously, and especially stop. I know that there are people who use their sick days to get out of school, which honestly, it's your sick day. Use it how you want to use it. Not that I'm endorsing skipping school or whatever, but I think that people need to be more mindful of how people are feeling and stop going, "Oh, you just want to get out of school, you know? You just want to avoid doing this." The chances are they probably aren't, especially if they're willing to go to the doctor with it, with that level of confidence. Because at least in my case, if I know that a doctor, somebody who has trained in medicine, is going to be able to, has seen so many people that have the supposed symptoms that I'm experiencing, they're probably going to be able to clock whether or not I'm actually sick. So I would just, if I'm willing to take it to the doctor, probably believe your kid. They're probably extremely sick. And so I just feel we need to be a little more mindful of that. And also just taking your kids to the doctor in general, because a lot of people don't take their kids to the doctor. They just say tough it out, which I get it, because going to the doctor costs money. But also, sometimes you're going to have to eat that L and take your kids to the doctor, because you will never know what they are sick with unless you go. So that's all I had to say about that. If you're sick, take care of yourself. And if you can, please stay home. I would love to be staying home right now, and I can't. But yeah, this is another episode of Free to Find. I'm Faith Brock, and thank you for listening.